On Saturday, Congressman David Young had an opportunity to sit down and visit with some folks here in the Atlantic area at the Sweet Joy Shop. Congressman, thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure to be here, and this is the ninth town hall meeting we've had here this month.
Wow, excellent. You get a chance to get around a lot. This was a relatively small group, which is kind of nice sometimes. You always get a chance to speak to big rooms and large crowds. It's nice to get the one-on-ones.
Oh, the intimate setting really allows people to open up more. Sometimes I don't know why they seem intimidated by this process, but I like to sit around, and we've got coffee and cookies, and we really have a good conversation and cover a lot of topics, and people are more comfortable in talking that way.
And sometimes you get more specific topics than you might get in some larger group settings, too. Some folks know the larger issues, Iran deals and things like that, but you get more specific into people's their professional areas.
Yeah, and those areas and issues before the federal government that really affect them, whether it's skilled nursing or the regulatory regime that affects small businesses, and we got deep in just the philosophical issues regarding rules and regulations and the Iran deal. It's a great conversation, and I get a lot out of this.
The Iran deal is going to come to a head here very quickly on a vote, and you stand?
I am opposed to the Iran deal. I will vote for the resolution of disapproval. I studied this deeply and weighed heavily in my heart, and I think it's the right thing to do to oppose this. And I applaud the President and the Secretaries of Energy, Treasury, and State for trying to do a diplomatic solution. But I think we need to go back, reimpose the sanctions, enhance sanctions, and do a verify and trust kind of scenario instead of a trust and verify where we just give them $150 billion in unfrozen assets to do what they want to do. And we don't know what they're going to do with those funds.
Is this just not specific enough for a lot of congressmen to really get behind?
Well, there's a lot of questions that remain unanswered because there's a secret side agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency that nobody can read. And who knows how that secret deal affects the underlying deal that we can read. And just too many unanswered questions here. And so I can't in good faith support this Iran agreement. And, you know, Iran still chants death to America. They want to destroy Israel. And they have funded Hezbollah and Hamas, terrorist organizations. And who says there's nothing in here that mandates that they stop that?
You know, you commented to the crowd, too, about something that we've all complained about privately, and that's the bureaucrats in Washington that tend sometimes to dictate our lives more than Congress and the President because they have kind of a blank check at the end of all bills to pretty much fill in all the specific gaps when it comes to regulations on legislation. One that I've had a lot of folks talking about around here, and I'm sure you've had a lot of comments about too, is the Waters of the USA through the EPA. And it just seems like they want to regulate everything, including the rainwater that runs down your gutter after a heavy downpour. A lot of farmers, a lot of folks in municipalities, there are a lot of people very concerned, not just the cost, but it's really going to change their way of living.
It is going to change the way we live here. We're going to have to go to the EPA and ask for a permit, perhaps, to tile the fields. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's not out of the question. EPA could show up on the farm, could show up within our municipalities and look at any kind of development around town to see if we're not complying with the new Waters of the USA rule. And when these rules come out, the stakeholders are not really taken into account. Sure, they have this comment period where you can write a letter to them or send them an email, but we need to demand that when they propose these rules that they come out here to Cass County and they sit down with farmers, the municipalities, the officials, and they face-to-face, they have an interaction. Then we'll get perhaps some better rules and regulations, but not until that we get them face-to-face and let them know that New York is not Iowa, is not California. And also, as a member of the House Appropriations Committee, we have the power of the purse, the power of funding. And so far within the Committee on Appropriations, we have defunded this rule, allowing the EPA or the Army Corps of Engineers to go forward with this rule. Now, we need to get that through the full House and the Senate as well and hope the President signs this into law in a vehicle where there's more honey than vinegar, you know. And we need to make sure that we use that power of the purse. And also, there's a lawsuit out there against this rule.
Yeah, and I believe an injunction was just issued last week to stop it, for the time being anyway, and see. But I think some people have this impression that, well, Congress can just go in and stop all this. It's just not that easy.
Well, you know, we have three branches of government, and there are certain tools that we can use, and one is the power to defund. Through the judiciary branch, there's lawsuits. And within Congress, we want to defund this rule and stop it.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the presidential race going on right now. There's so many people out there, and sometimes we kind of have joked that Donald Trump, a non-politician, is kind of out-politicking the politicians right now because he's the one that continues to seem to want to drive the debate. He gets out there on TV, he throws out issues, and everybody else seems to be almost playing from behind. They have to comment on what he said all the time and don't get a chance to get their own ideas out there. Is that kind of an image that you're seeing out there in the way things are going right now?
Well, it seems like he is driving the debate. And I used to think it was more about celebrity and name ID, but he is talking about things in a way that a lot of people think and other candidates aren't talking about in that way. But he's caused the other candidates, I think, to elevate their game out there. And I think it's healthy to have competition here. We have 17 on the Republican side. There's 6 on the Democrat side. It'll just be interesting to see how long Trump can hold this, because anything can happen here. I mean, 2 months ago, Scott Walker was virtually tied with right above Jeb Bush. Anything can happen, but we don't have an excuse not to be able to visit with these candidates in Iowa because they're everywhere.
Sure. Is this a real opportunity for us to have so many people out here beating the bushes in Iowa looking for votes, looking for support? There are a lot of quality people on both sides of the political spectrum there that are out there looking for the opportunity. There are some really brilliant people.
There's a lot of talent out there, and I believe that these people are in it for the right reason. They love their country, and they want to make sure the next generation has great opportunities and that this great republic is preserved for generations to come. It's interesting that some of the three really getting the attention, Carson, Fiorina, and Trump, they have not held public office before, and they're not seen as politicians, you know, quote unquote, because there's a lot of frustration right now with government. And I feel it, I hear it, and I take the criticism, but I try to do my best, just as David Young, to develop that relationship and try to bring more integrity and confidence back to the system. But people are upset, and they want immediate action now, and I think they're looking for somebody who's been on the outside to try to deliver that fast action.
Another topic I know that's come up a lot and came up here, too, is the Planned Parenthood issues with those videos. But what can we do from a congressional standpoint? Is there something that will be done at all?
You can make sure that Planned Parenthood does not receive our taxpayer dollars. This does not mean that Planned Parenthood goes away. They can stand on their own, as far as I'm concerned. But when we see these gruesome videos, it's a reality check about what could possibly be funded with our taxpayer dollars, and we want to make sure that that's not happening. And also, we want to make sure that the law is being complied with, and that's why we have investigations in the House and the Senate, and we're asking the Department of Justice to investigate this as well. There will be some action, one way or the another, on defunding Planned Parenthood with taxpayer dollars.
Well, Congressman, I want to thank you very much for stopping by. And if folks listening are scratching their heads thinking, boy, he's on the air a lot, well, there's a reason for that, because he's accessible to us. He makes a lot of trips here to the area to visit with folks, and we appreciate all the effort that you take.
You know, every month I'm in every county. There's 16 counties here in the 3rd District, the Sweet 16, we call them, and I sleep better in Van Meter than D.C., so it's good to be home. And I've not yet missed a vote. I want folks to know that. I'm working my tail off here in the district, being accessible, and still doing the work in Washington for the people.
No, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much.